Welcome to episode... Oh, we've got to stop saying welcome. Welcome to episode...
It's our thing.
Welcome to episode 16 of Nothing on the Radio. How are you, Em?
I'm very good, thank you, Louis. How are you?
I only do that because that's what you were. You how you always introduce me. You're like, and how are you, Louis?
Well, I think sometimes you might have something to say that's funny.
I'll just break down.
I'm not good.
So sorry about last week. Just couldn't get it together to catch up. But we'll keep doing our best. We are working on intro music.
Yes.
Which is good. Talking about intro music, we know we don't have it. We know we need it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the small beef we're having with another Newcastle podcast, Two Blokes, One Box. Now, mm-hmm. I think, took things a little bit too far. I called them closet homophobic criminals, but then they suggested I've a little dick. So. Which is, as far as I'm concerned, crossing the line.
It's crossing the line.
They said a few very hurtful things, which I was obviously just trying to have some banter between us. But then, and the things they said about you, Em, was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But probably true.
I mean, I didn't hear a lot of it, but I could just imagine what they would have been saying, not off the air, about how I carry the show and how you're just a massive mole. I just can't believe they said that about you.
People say that to me all the time.
But remember, we can't let them divide us, regardless of what they've said about you behind your back and how I'm obviously the brains.
I heard we're going to get some free merch from it, though.
Yeah, but then I realised that I did give them my address.
Great.
So they could just come around and bash my head in.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've got those two pit bulls out the back.
Yes.
Hint, hint. Hear that? Two pit bulls. One, both as angry as each other.
Definitely not a...
I don't have a puggle. I don't have a pug / beagle. I've got two vicious pit bulls. And then they suggested that because... I do regret starting that nickname Big Dick Lou, because it does scream Little Dick Lou. And they've called me out on that. They also
said, pretty sure you did that within the first 30 seconds of that first episode.
I said,
too.
Well, let's not do Big Dick Lou. I'll call it Medium Dick Lou. Otherwise, everyone's going to walk around thinking I've got a big dick, which is, I guess, the opposite of what's happening.
Change the way they look at you. Yeah.
Everyone just thinks I've got a tiny dick. But apart from that, yeah, they're trying to kill us with kindness, I think.
Yeah.
But look, they got upset because they're telling people to listen to our show. And I said, don't listen to their show.
Mm.
So look.
If someone told you not to do something,
yeah,
you want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because our listeners are, you know, they're rebels.
No to heads.
Yeah. We'll keep it going. We might get some merchandise and send them over to their place. We're working on maybe some stickers and t-shirts.
Yeah.
So guys, yeah, send me your address and I'll probably send some merchandise.
Probably.
Our next thing, I'm trying to remember what we're going to talk about.
With this topic or?
Well, so how it works, guys, is we sort of have a sit down before we talk and we'll message each other through the week topics. And then Em generally writes it on our whiteboard. Mm. Usually it makes sense straight away, but she wrote as gay children as the first topic. And I was like, oh, this feels like a dangerous topic to talk about. I don't remember, it's not too bad. So
my shorthand's got to really improve.
Louis, gay children, gay, go.
Go.
So what we want to talk about, we were watching some TV and there was an ad for, we were watching TV and Charlie was watching a princess show where she has a sword and a shield and stuff like that.
And talking unicorns.
Yeah, and Megan's like, oh, Charlie loves this. And I'm like, it's because he's gay.
Yeah.
Which.
Clearly.
Hey, if he's gay or not, that's whatever. But I do wonder, like, are there. Em, do you believe,
mm-hmm.
as a child that age, you'd be able to tell if someone was showing more... this is a fucking minefield, isn't it? Because neither of us are gay, as far as I know, and we're delving into a world we probably shouldn't be talking about.
But, like, you don't show any kind of...
Sexual preferences.
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't know. You know what? And I think that's where... I think that children should be allowed to be children.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're right. Because kids don't know whether they're gay or straight. And also kids will like say they love people out of pure friendship, love and stuff like that. And, yeah.
I remember when I was little, I used to always try to kiss my mum on the lips, like, all the time. And my mum was just like, no, it's getting weird.
Oh, did I tell that story where I sucked on my mum's toe once?
Oh, nope.
Oh, I can't remember how old. Let's say I was eight. I don't know what. I was too fucking old, however
that
old I was.
Way too old.
Mum was just watching TV and I was sitting on the carpet in front of her and she had no shoes on. And I turned around and just put my mouth over her big toe and sucked on it. And she said it was the worst, most disgusting feeling ever.
Like metaphorically and physically.
Everything. I don't know why. I do this fucking dumb shit.
Dude. Did you used to suck on like a...
penis? Now we're looping back around to gay children.
Yes. No, did you just suck? You know, kids have those, like just before Charlie was putting his blanket in his mouth.
Yes, but I know I was much older than this. I was at school. Fuck knows why I did it. But I think it is funny that people would suggest that kids playing or doing certain things would affect their sexuality.
Yeah. I think it's gone too far, though, when you hear about people going, oh, I'm not going to say if they're a girl or a boy.
A boy, yeah. I'm not going to assign them gender and they can figure it out. But what we're talking about as well is apparently they're like, people are like, well, we're not going to make our daughter play with dolls or we're going to let her choose. And they do the same with their sons and then they end up going but naturally back to boys want to play with cars and girls want to play with dolls. Like, and apparently it's how you're genetically made up or something like that.
Mm.
Well, that's really exciting first topic. Talking about children. So the other day I must have had I was a bit sleepy. So I fell asleep in the lounge and my mouth is open because I was sort of half napping because Charlie was wandering around and I sort of half fell asleep and I'd hear myself snore, I'd wake up again. And then suddenly I felt Charlie put something in my mouth. Now, it was a pretzel. That on its own is fine. Unfortunately, it was a pretzel that Charlie had sucked all the solid off. So it's just like a sludgy, sort of bland squishy bit of bread in my mouth. And I ate it like...
What? You didn't tell me that.
Well, because he put it in my mouth and I knew he had pretzels. Yeah. So I was like... All right, well, but by the time I chewed, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to spit it out. I'm trying to teach him not to fucking spit food out.
Just spit it in his face.
What's the worst thing that you've eaten accidentally? When I said that sounds weird. Oh, I actually had that lobster with a shell on. No, like, what's something
you... I meant something else, but okay.
What? You're being seedy?
Yes, of course I am.
It's not the show.
It's not nice, Louis. You've never had to do it.
Have you ever eaten something? You're assuming. You're assuming my sexuality.
Sorry.
Would you... Okay, talking about that side of things. Another thing that's come up more lately is, obviously, people are... transgender people and the LGBTQ community.
QTI or something.
But, okay, so you're straight. Do you declare?
I don't know
what
straight.
It's called.
I've dabbled.
What's it called? I am identify, not declare. I declare? I am straight.
I declare.
Okay, so...
It's like you're in an airport.
So you're straight.
I've got to declare that I'm straight.
You're straight. Would you be interested, do you think, in someone who was female to male trans? So they looked...
I think that I wouldn't be... Like, I wouldn't seek it. But imagine if, like, you'd been seeing someone for a while, then after, like, 6 months, they're like, oh, guess what?
I got a vagina.
Oh, they...
Well, that's what I want. Yeah.
But what if they're like, I used to have a vagina? Oh, would you?
No, okay. I'm asking you. So you're...
No, I'm cool with it.
So you go, oh, hanging out with this bloke, haven't done anything, blah, blah, blah. And then, bam, he's got a vagina.
Yeah.
You're cool with that.
Yeah, because I've recently invested in some sex toys, which are quite good.
Okay, this is not on the board.
So you don't need that.
Yeah,
you can have the emotional connection.
I think half the population of the fucking world are disagreeing with you right now. You don't need that. Who needs men? This is all men are scum.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're fine with that.
Yeah, I think if I had a good enough connection with them, then yeah.
I will say this. I think women are more empathetic and understanding. That's probably why.
See, I don't think males would be so.
But I also think that that would be less of a shock pulling their pants down and finding a vagina than if I was with a girl and pull their pants down to find a penis.
Yeah. Have we been there, Louis?
No, I haven't. Mm. But this is a thing. Like, there's people out there that claim that if I was in that position and pulled their pants down and there was a throbbing big member there, if I didn't, you know, go for gold on it, then I'm transphobic.
Yeah.
Is that, that can't be right, can it?
No, that's not right. I reckon, is that line between, like, telling someone on, like, your first date or waiting till they fall in love with you and being like, oh, guess what, got a dick?
Well, surely there's somewhere in between you can do
that. Yeah, but that's what I mean. There's got to be somewhere in between. Because, like, I feel like it's probably an overshare on the first date.
Yeah.
But then where do you say it? Is it third date material?
I guess. And what if you were the bloke?
You suggest you go to the beach and just wear.
Ah, what's that?
Let them work it out.
Dick. Yeah, oh, great. Well, we going to have these fish and chips or not? It's all come from talking about Charlie putting a pretzel in my mouth and then and talking about a dick. That would be a shock, though. If, like,
is the worst thing I've eaten, though.
What, dick or pretzels?
Charlie's half-eaten pretzels.
Versus dick. Well, it's funny how we got there. You know what? Let's go. We've got another one down the bottom here. So, okay, let's clear it up. So, I think it is. I think girls would be more open to it. No, I could be wrong. It's probably everyone's individual.
Yeah.
You know what, though, as well? I feel like if you were a straight bloke and then you, you know, fell in love with a girl and it's like, oh, no, it's actually a guy, they're trans. And a lot of blokes, a lot of your mates would be like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Where on the other hand, if a girl did it, I honestly think a lot of their friends would be like, oh, that's really cool. I'm glad you can see past that.
Yeah.
I think it's because one of the big things is a penis is a, it's a big.
It's an invasive object. Is that what you're trying to say?
It is. You know what I mean?
Whereas if I were to pull down a guy's pants and see a vagina, I'd be like, well, at least nothing has to be invaded.
Yeah. But that's it. You're like, oh, damn it.
Whereas you're like, oh, no.
I got two of these.
That's either going to have to go in me or I'm going to have to put that somewhere around.
Where do we put this? Righto. So sorry if this is offensive to any trans people, but just something interesting to talk about. Oh, talking about trans people as well. Trans athletes.
Mm.
Now, we sort of, I think we both agree with this, that you can't have the advantage of growing up pretty much when it's male to female trans, when you grow up as a man and then transition to woman, but then want to play sports and they're like, oh no, but the testosterone levels and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But you've built up male muscles for like whatever it is, 15, 20, 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh no, but well, the testosterone levels are dropping out.
No, it's not right.
Imagine someone playing in the NRL right now, transitioning and then going, well, I'm going to go play women's rugby league.
Yeah.
They would destroy them.
That happened in the AFL, didn't it?
Yeah, well, sort of. So I can't remember her name off the top of her head. So male to female, when he – this is wrong. This isn't minefield what you say he and she pronounce. He, when he was a he was a professional handball player. I think he was – he's like 6'3", he was like 100 kilos, something like that, professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Transitioned and went, I'm going to go play AFL and could just – dominate, you know what I mean? Like, and I just feel like it's a bit, imagine being a woman and you've worked so hard to be at the top of the game, being AFL, soccer or whatever, football, whatever it might be, and then you're like, I'm the best player in the league, and then a 100 kilo guy with long hair, and you're just like, fuck. I don't think he even had breast implants.
Do you think that some guys realize they can't be top of their game at being male, so just go screw and was going to transition and be a female and rule it being.
I think it does. It enters your head a little bit, but then I was trying to talk about this before, but I realized how ridiculous it would be for someone to be like,
you pulled yourself up. I'm sounding too ridiculous talking to me.
I know. As I was saying, I'm like, oh, you know, and then they can't quite make it in the men's league, so they, and I'm thinking in my head, I don't think anyone is like, I'm so close to playing in like the NRL. I'm not going to make it. what I'll do is I'll transition to a woman, have no desire to, but then at least it'll get me into the women's NRL.
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't happen all that often. You know what?
Just call in if you've done it.
I would. You know what they need to do? Because there's a lot of people that are still on board with this. They're like, well, no, they've transitioned, they're women now. We need to have one game of...
trans people.
No, no, no. One game of, say... no. Of, let's say, AFL, for example.
Yep.
Where it is a team of women, born as women, versus trans women.
Mm.
One game. And just show how many women die in that game. And no one will ever talk about it again. And they'll be like, fuck, five women died. Yeah. What do we do? So a lot of people wouldn't know which side of the fence to go on until all these women started dying. And then they'd be like, righto, maybe there should be their own. but then you can't create a league. You can't create a league. It's like, well, you've got women's AFL, you've got men's AFL, and then between you've got trans AFL. Like how many, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
Em, I can't believe you're suggesting this.
It's exactly what's going to happen.
Maybe I could play AFL. No, my knee.
That game you were suggesting sounds like a Hunger Games kind of scenario.
Hey, honestly, it would stop a lot of the arguments straight away.
Yeah.
Because there are people...
They all have to take massive pay cuts, though.
What's that?
Going to women's sport.
More than that, getting cut. Because of the penis.
Yeah. Got it.
But what I mean, like... because there are people who are arguing for trans women being allowed to play with biological women in sports.
Yeah.
They surely... if
what
they,
about the other way? Has it happened the other way?
Well, they're allowed to, but they they're allowed to.
Yeah.
Like if a trans man can go, hey, I want to play in the NRL. And they go for it, but they never make it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that should alone be like...
yeah. Well, that's double standards. Yeah.
And they're saying you can... but they will just never quite get to that level because they
can't build up the muscle. They can't. Yeah,
they haven't built it over the first 15, 20 years of their life. So, So talking from pretzels in the mouth to trans athletes cutting off penises. But, okay, this is the other thing as well.
Yeah.
Because you talked about like there's pre and post-op and everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is, we can't get into this.
No, definitely, go on.
no, but like, okay. So, I mean, it's so hard because I don't think either of us know enough about it, really, of where trans...
We're both in our first year of nursing at uni.
I've been in my first year of nursing for 10 years. More than that. I just... look, going back to the whole dating thing, that's another thing. A dating thing, knowing... oh.
Like just a trans dating thing.
Well, no. Imagine being a straight person.
I'm coming up with all these like just trans things.
Are you saying trans just date each other? Oh, well, would they?
Oh. Imagine if two trans dated each other, right?
Not realizing.
And then they rocked up and they both pulled their pants down and like, oh, you have a dick. Oh, you have a vagina. But it's like the opposite way around.
Yeah. It's like the old switcheroo.
I think we've just written a movie.
I don't think it'll be very popular.
Freaky Friday.
Just a real take on it. Oh, my dick fell off. Oh, that's a really R-rated Freaky Friday. I wonder, though, if a male to female would be interested in a female to male.
Wait, male to female?
So it looks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm, maybe we should start a dating app.
Yeah.
Not a big dating pool to choose from, though, is it?
It's like three people.
We'll have to go, well, what we'll do, we can kill two birds with one stone, start the dating app, also start the trans football league.
Yeah.
Trans Tasman? Transgender. Double trans.
That's a catchphrase.
I don't know where we're going with this. Let's talk about people talking about their illnesses.
Oh, good.
Why? I don't know what made me. I was talking about this with someone the other day. You know when Darrow's come up to you and tell you how sick they are?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's all usually Darrow's.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I thought about it? Driving past the hospital. The hospital is the one place I feel like everyone runs into each other, from the lowest scum meth heads to like millionaires. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're sitting next to each other in ER rooms. Nowhere else in the world.
Yeah. Can you do that?
But I feel like Darrow's and meth heads are almost proud of their like illnesses.
Because they don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah. And this is what I was saying. You're like at veterinary when you're at the vet.
Yeah.
They come in and just start spewing out their dramas.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm here to treat your dog, not your...
And you know what? If someone goes, oh, I've been a little bit crook with the flu, you go, no worries. But someone will come up to you and go, ah, yeah, I've got cancer and my husband died. And you're like,
yeah.
Fuck, mate. I don't know you at all.
Literally at the reception desk, that would happen. Like, oh, tried to off myself last week. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. What are you... Well, that's what they said.
No.
Tried to off myself last week. Not even kidding. Look.
Jokes.
Look at the rope burn on my neck.
Oh, you don't know where to go from there. Like, here's your change.
How, if you were to have a go at it, how would you do it?
Oh, what, offing myself?
Yeah.
The car thing seems like a pretty good effective thing.
Slam your head in the car door.
I do that every day.
Fuck, that'd be the worst way to go way out. Just leaning, swing the door back and hoping you killed yourself with it.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe the boot.
Yeah, I was going to say the boot would be more effective.
It wouldn't be that effective. No, you're talking about carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
I've heard that is...
I mean, I don't know.
I've heard it's a good way to go out because apparently...
You fall asleep first.
Yeah, the carbon monoxide combines with... something in your lungs and your lungs think it's breathing in oxygen, but it's not. And
just
then
keeps
you fall
breathing,
asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't feel that like, oh my God, I can't breathe because you are breathing gas. It just kills you.
Yeah.
What's one of the worst ways? You know what? The people that jump in front of like buses and trains. And
people that jump in front of trains. I got a friend whose husband is a train driver and they get taught all they have to do is pull down the blind because they can't stop in time. You're supposed to slam on the brakes, obviously.
I was going
to
say, if you see someone, just pull down the blind.
But part of the protocol is just pull down the blind so you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, so you don't relive
it. Isn't that horrible?
But imagine that. Did you try to brake? No. I did all the training. I just pulled the blind
just
down.
Just pulled the blind down.
He was kilometres ahead of you. Yeah, but I didn't, you know, pull the blind. What's a blind for?
But then I couldn't see him, so away I went.
Heard the noise, kept going.
Kilometers away, you can just.
You saw them from the blind. Oh, stop! Oh. Then pull the blind. Oh, I thought you hit them. Then you stop. So that's a bad way.
Yeah.
I think choking, like hanging, seems terrifying as well.
Yeah.
Imagine like something snapping and.
People that throw themselves off something really high, I'd be worried I'd just like break a leg and just be laying there in agony for like
ever
days because no one really cares about where I am.
People see you and still keep going. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Just something instant.
Yeah. Guillotine.
Oh.
It's actually a French word.
Is that really?
Yeah, apparently I think it was the man who designed the guillotine was eventually executed by the guillotine.
John Guillotine?
Johnny Guillotine.
You know, Johnny.
But I'm sure it was him who they went, okay, after you get your head chopped off, let's see how long you can still do it. And he blinked for them. They said blink 3 times. And he went, blink, blink, blink.
That's
all, folks. No, you can't. You can't talk because you got no air in your lungs. But he could still move his eyes. There's a few seconds there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. Only like a few seconds. Like, it's not like he could say anything. You know.
So you're not dead straight away.
Go the Knights.
So you're not dead straight away.
No, the brain obviously functions for a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can go, whoa, can I live a life still? Can I see my wife and family one last time?
Is that why they say people that can like chop off a chicken's head and they're running around?
This is a story I told you.
Yeah,
and then
it
you're
was
like,
a load
fuck
of shit.
Off. No, it's not. Real chicken chopped its head off and it eventually, you know how it eventually died?
Starved to death.
Choked. Because, not even joking.
That's ironic.
It because the guy that was feeding it used to feed it down its neck hole, but he put it.
That's right, because you used the word neck hole.
Yeah. And then he choked because he put a corn kernel in it that was too big and it choked.
Oh, my God.
So he was still alive. I reckon you could survive with just a neck.
Me?
Yeah. Still burping and farting.
You mean just the neck down?
Yes.
Just me sitting here.
Just gurgling. What's that, M?
Yes, M.
Oh, good one.
It's pretty much right.
Pretty much. You'd bother me less. It'd be hard to get hats.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, sun protection would be a big one.
Imagine walking up to someone going, this guy's a little head. And it's just no head. Such a weird thing to say. Oh, he's got no head. What's that? Corn? Careful, he'll choke.
Oh. How do we get on to this?
I don't know. Okay, so what are we talking about?
I don't even know.
Talking about people talking about their illnesses.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, there's a level. Okay, so I'm. Let's do a role play. Okay. Non-sexual one this time.
Okay.
I walk up to you.
Put my top back on.
My dick was out my fly, but that's back in there now.
Sorry.
Okay, I walk up to you and I'm like, hey, you're the vet. Okay. Or even if you're a nurse.
Yeah.
Well, nurse, this makes it hard. If you're a nurse and you're like, I'm sick of people telling me how sick they are. You know, well,
a vet nurse. Vet nurse people.
Vet nurse. I walk up the counter.
Okay, yep.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello, how are you?
I said, how are you going? Are you going to fucking answer me or not? I'm going to another. I'm sick of the service here.
Okay, it's done again.
I'm going to go to that vet with no head. Right, what, okay.
Start again. Start again.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I've actually had the flu.
Oh, that's no good.
Okay, fine. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's try that again. Hi, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I poo my pants because I had diarrhea. Would you laugh at them? I guess what I'm trying to create is like there's levels of what's an acceptable thing to talk about.
Okay.
Let's try again.
Okay, again.
Okay. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, my husband died of cancer. Well, that's what I tell you. That's what I tell people, but I actually stabbed him.
Okay.
And my cat's really sick. It's got no head. Hello?
I just had to go down these stairs behind the reception desk to the basement.
I'm seeing everyone laughing at my cat. Oh, this is a great segue, actually.
Where are you going from here?
Pets.
Oh.
Pets for weirdos.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a whole list of pets you can have that no one's going to bat an eye at, really.
Yeah.
Dogs, cats, fish, birds, guinea pigs.
Yeah.
No, okay. The birds things, yeah.
Yeah, the birds thing touches a nerve with me.
Well, what if you had a budgie?
Yeah, they're okay. I just don't like the idea of keeping birds in cages, and I think you're a bit of a sadistic fuck if you do, so.
There is so... I just like to apologise to all my listeners. I don't always agree with what Em says. There's a lot of people sitting out there with birds going, oh, sadistic fuck, am I?
Sorry, but...
I feed my headless bird corn every day.
Imagine having legs that work, but someone forced you to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life.
Sounds great.
Okay.
No.
Let's move on.
Sound great. Okay, so dogs... Yes, as long as you don't have 5,000 dogs.
Yeah.
Same with cats, I think, as well.
4,000 max.
Yeah, yep. 100%. With birds, you're worried about the conditions. I thought you were worried about the bird because if someone had a budgie, I'm like, yeah, no worries. But I wouldn't want to go to someone's house and they've got one of those like full-size parrots flying around.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently fuck everyone's shit up.
Yeah.
And they only bond with one person.
Mm-hmm.
And they live for like 70 years.
Yep.
Fuck. Yep.
Sometimes people would bring them into work and they go psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so birds are a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Guinea pigs, they're good for... You know guinea pigs explode when they have sex?
What?
Yeah, after they have sex...
People listen to this show for facts, Louis. You can't just be throwing this shit out there.
No, the one I had sex with exploded. So I assume they all explode after sex. There's that. That's that old joke. That's also another old. You go, why? Oh, it's a real grubby one. Why did the bloke wrap the guinea pig in duct tape and so he doesn't explode when he has sex with it? I don't know why. I didn't do it. Okay, other animals. So, rabbits. What are ferrets? I don't
ferrets.
Once they get into bitey territory, yeah. I don't know why you'd fucking have one. Here's my ferret. Oh, bit me again.
Have you smelled a ferret?
No, that sounds like a euphemism. You want to smell my ferret? Okay. No. Why? What do they smell like?
Oh, they have like an odor to them. It's like they've always got, and like it gets on your hands when you touch them and stuff.
What part of a skunk smells?
It's arsehole.
It's nose. Idiot.
Oh my God.
That's another joke.
Thank you.
But then there's like, I think the weirdest territory is snakes.
Yeah.
That literally, they, and people would be like, no, my snake loves hanging around with me. It's like, no, it fucking doesn't.
Once again, it sounds like a euphemism.
Check out me snake. Smell my ferret.
Loves hanging out with
him. But it's one of those animals that I feel like if you were small, the snake would eat you 100%. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My cousin has a snake and I was holding it when I went out to his place last time and all I had to do was like...
All I can think of is a guy with like no shirt with like a snake wrapped around him. You like my snake?
You don't think of like Britney Spears or anything in that film clip. your mind goes straight to...
It's really Adam and Evie.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just find them fucking... Look, there's probably snake owners out there. I don't know if anyone listens to us who owns snakes. And they're probably going, oh, fuck off, Louie. My snake loves me.
We did surgery on a snake once.
Really?
Yeah. It was one of the girls at work owned it.
Yeah.
And it ate something that it couldn't digest. So they just did surgery on it. We'd never done surgery on a snake before. It was very interesting.
They must be expensive. I don't think they eat that much, though.
They eat rats and mice.
That's nothing. Rats and mice.
Another weird pet,
Megan was like... Suddenly she's like, ugh, rat owners, yuck.
Yeah. It's like she's had this personal vendetta against them for a long time.
You know what? We did have that girl who lived... I can't remember if I used her name. Did I use the girl's name who I lived with at the snake pit?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I better not at this stage. One of the girls I live with had rats. Ugh. And
at the snake pit?
Yeah, in a cage.
That's ironic.
And I remember she stayed with us once, just sleeping on the couch... And then went back to somewhere in Victoria where she's from.
The hole where she emerged from.
Yeah. But she eventually did come back and live again.
Right.
The first time she left, she just like woke up, left, just picked up the rat cage. There was all just like rat shit and food around it where it had fallen out and just like left it there and left the sofa bed out with like the blankets all wrapped up. I'm like, see ya. It's like, fucking... Oh, don't get me started.
So that's your interpretation of all rat owners?
Oh, a little bit. I don't know. I felt rats are probably aren't as bad as some other ones. Like I think I'd go rat over a snake.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then fish seems like that's more like having a painting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I think fish tanks are cool.
They're so expensive.
But are you against fish tanks?
I don't really know too much about them though.
Well, you don't like birds in cages.
Yeah, but fish can swim. In a fish tank.
Yeah, right.
Whereas bird can't fly. Like, imagine not being able to...
Fish swim, bird no fly. Just pretty much you heard, fish can swim, bird can't fly.
That's the first 6 months of vet nursing course right there.
Fish swim, bird fly, rat bite.
Yeah.
Ferret stink.
Snakes.
Oh, God. Okay, so I think we've cleared that up.
Yeah.
Dogs are good, all right. As long as you don't lick their mouths.
Let everyone know what we think about them and their pets.
Yeah. Public bathrooms. We need to fucking write more clearly stuff when we write this on the board. It just says public bathrooms.
I forget what that was about.
Well, we did do one on glory holes once, but this is not related to glory holes. You sent a photo, which was... I've seen variations of it before, and it's like why construction site bathrooms are always so dirty. But you can say it for any public room, and it's a guy pretty much... holding himself up. His feet are against
horizontal.
The wall. His feet are against the wall behind the toilet and his hands are pushing against the door and he's just shitting and pissing everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, you do have a bit of a laugh at that, but there are public toilets that are like that.
Yeah.
But I have heard a lot of it is because a lot of women don't want to sit on the seat.
And so it goes everywhere.
Yeah, they hover.
Yeah, so catch 22.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to sit on someone's piss, so I'm going to hover and piss and all over the seat. And piss everywhere,
yeah.
It's so weird. Why wouldn't you just like put some paper down or something?
We can't control it like you guys do, though.
Yeah, but you can sit on the seat.
Yeah, I do. I don't really care.
I do most of the time. I sit in everyone's piss.
I lick it. I lick the seat.
Oh, don't. You go every episode... And I mean, we say some pretty outrageous stuff. And then you're like, oh, I licked this piss off the seat. Everyone in the car.
I didn't mean the piss off the seat. I just meant the seat in general.
It's better. Everyone in the car just goes, ugh. And they just.
We never meet her.
Skip forward.
Don't ever want to meet her.
And I'm always thinking it's going to be one of these moments that that's the people go, yeah, I'm done with this. Yeah. Oh, I'm done with Arthur on the radio. Because of these fucking comments.
I need one of those collars that you can just press zap or something.
Oh, that, no, because then you'd get like, what's that called? Pavlov's training. Yeah. What, is it Pavlov's dog or something like that?
Clicker training.
Yeah. So the problem, it's what it is that you'd like, this training method is for dogs where like, if they do something, you give a good, you give them a, you click on click, the thing. And then they,
you give them a treat.
So they start to behave when they hear the click and stuff like that. Mm. But if I zapped Em, I think that anytime she was about to say something bad, she'd go, she'd be probably worse than her just saying so. But, okay, I from what I've heard, though, girls are worse than guys when it comes to public bathrooms. I mean, guys can be grubby, but girls, I think with the hovering... But correct me if I'm wrong, girls have periods.
Yes.
Is that another issue in public bathrooms?
No, not as not
really.
No, actually, now you say that, you think that it would kind of be, but I think it's, you know, it's kind of law these days that every single public bathroom has to have the sanitary waste bins.
So no girls get stupid and chuck it around like monkeys would?
No.
You know, monkeys throw their poo and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. My sister-in-law, we were in a nightclub and she, had a very nice clutch handbag that she put down onto the ground.
Oh, yes.
When when she went to go to the bathroom and picked it up and realized that she'd put it in a pile of human shit.
Hopefully Jen's listening.
Sorry, Jen.
Wasn't this the night that someone vomited in a drink?
Someone
and she just drank
vomited straight onto the dance floor into her drink, which she then also drank. And then we moved away from that spot on the dance floor. 2 seconds later, someone walked past it, slipped over and fell into the vomit onto their hands and knees and was like, oh, my God, it's spew. Oh,
Jen's going, ah, oh, what an idiot, as she's sipping a vomit drink.
So the question is, would you rather be on your hands and knees in a pile of someone else's spew or put your handbag down in a pile of human shit?
Spew all the way.
Yeah, I reckon the spew.
Much more, shit so much worse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
But women are great in bathrooms. We're very supportive of each other, though, in bathrooms when we're drunk.
Really? Just not supportive anywhere else?
Yeah, no. Like on a girls' night, Louis.
Oh, yeah. So YM's talking about girls' night. She had... Okay, there's a bunch of things weird with what she did last night.
What? What is...
So all her friends got an Airbnb in Newcastle. Em literally...
That's the second time we've done that too.
Em could have walked from the Airbnb to her house. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I made the joke because it was in Carrington, which is a certain suburb of Newcastle across a bit of water. I went, oh, you went overseas. And then the first thing she came in when she saw my wife today was, I went overseas for a holiday last night. And I looked at her, I'm like, are you fucking steal my jokes?
Megan didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, oh, fuck her. Here's my chance.
I'm in with Megan.
So, okay, so that was weird enough. Like, but I understand maybe a few of them aren't from the area, that's right. They didn't have a single drink.
Nope.
Which is strange as well.
Yeah.
I find it a little bit strange. I mean, but then there's these videos of what like girls do versus what guys do. And they're all like lying on beds for photos, like tickling each other on their backs. Like
we had a go at everyone got to have a go at each other.
And then as you said, a lot of guys like, when did you get out of your clothes and start having pillow fights?
Yeah.
It felt like it wasn't that far away from that.
No, we were throwing things at each other.
And that's what I mean. Like but with a guy's night, if you went rightio, same thing, six guys and we'd put the house next to each other, footy, drinking, swearing, laughing, at no stage is another bloke going, want a back tickle? Want a little
guys, back tickle? When we have the group photo, guys, do it again.
Everyone's a back tickle.
Now everyone kiss her on the cheek and everyone. did like a stacks on. Do you guys normally do a stacks on it? Guys,
this is the problem with the penetrative properties of the penis. As we discussed when we were walking through that minefield of transgenderism. which I don't. We probably sent off a bunch of mines. You know what I mean? We're like, well, this is a minefield.
They're probably still going off now in the background. We don't even know about it.
It's one of those things. This is a minefield. I think we probably said a bunch of fucking things, which would be the mines going off. But
mine
we don't.
Sweep.
I think it's mind sweeper.
Let's get it right, Louis.
But yeah, it's just crazy how.
But there was also we ate a lot of bad food, so a lot of people breaking wind and going.
No, oh, that's so. Oh, we were farting. It's just if guys hang out, no one's going. Oh my god, did you hear that fart from that food? Guys will just fart.
See, every time someone did it, it was a big deal.
Oh, that's what I mean. You're like, oh no. Except for you. You've been doing them all day, and then you pretend like, oh, no, I farted. Oh, this is what I, because of the pizza. And it's like, no, you've been farting for like.
How did you know we got pizza?
We said something about having cold pizza. Because Em did the old double breakfast. So I was like, hey, Em, do you want a bit of a brunch when you come over? Have you eaten anything? Oh, I had some cold pizza, but yeah, no, I love that. Old double Sunday breakfast.
No shame. Smashed it too.
It's good. Let's go into this. Couples massages. Mm. Now, I wrote this down and Megan said, don't you fucking talk about me. I don't think she swore. We've got to be careful about swearing around Charlie. But, yeah, what I wanted to bring up with couples massages is more about when you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
when a woman gives a man a massage,
mm-hmm.
is she in the back of her head thinking, I'm going to try and get some here?
No.
No. When a guy's doing it.
No, but it's always, I'm going to get a massage after this.
You reckon?
Yeah.
That's what the woman's saying.
That's the only reason why I give anyone a massage.
You're so selfless.
I know.
You know what I hate? I'm really shit at massages. You know people like that?
Yeah.
And it's like, really? You can't gently rub my shoulders?
Yep.
Well, you can do it with all your friends.
Exactly.
But with guys, and I could, look, I just... I can't imagine a lot of guys ever starting a massage thinking that they're going to finish that massage and then go to sleep. You know what I mean?
God, I've disappointed a lot of guys.
What's that?
I've disappointed a lot of guys.
Yes,
then.
You have. Oh, with a massage. Yeah, that too. Bullshit. Do you let guys massage them and then shut them down?
God, yeah. I've got a sore back.
Fuck.
Or I'm on my period, or, you
oh,
know.
Oh, God. There we go. If you,
what's wrong that's with one way period?
To shut. No, no. But there's one way to shut it down.
You get us all back.
If you're like, oh, thank you so much for that. I've got my period. And then you're like, guy just goes, hey. I've been thinking about taking you to the bone zone for 20 minutes. Oh, thanks. I got my period. And he just goes, okay. So you go rub one out in the bathroom.
Some guys don't care.
Liars. There's the guys that care and the guys that lie about caring.
Okay.
Now this is something that came up a while back.
Yeah.
You were talking to a guy online.
Yep.
Very briefly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only for like a couple of days.
And it came up and he said something along the lines of, He liked to do stand-up or he was...
He went to a stand-up show the week before we were talking about it and I was like, oh, I mean, my mate went to a stand-up show the week before that. Like, that was when we went to the comedy festival.
Yeah.
We started talking about comedians and how we think they're rock stars instead of the actual
and
famous
you said
people.
you were thinking about maybe doing
yeah,
something.
I said, oh, I do a podcast and I've actually been thinking about doing stand-up for a while now. And then I just didn't hear from him for ages.
Yeah.
And then he just wrote something along the lines of, I can't ever date a girl that thinks she's going to be funnier than me and then deleted me.
Ooh, I almost guarantee someone like that isn't funny.
I didn't even try to crack a joke though.
See, because I know I'm funnier than you, so I would never be worried about that.
Of course.
I'm actually I'm a massive snob when it comes to comedy as well.
Yeah.
Like I will judge people. Like if they're like, oh, I saw this, I thought it was really funny. I'll be like, fuck, like, okay, like, there's one show I fucking hate, Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yes.
I fucking hate that show. And if you're out there going, oh, I actually like it, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh,
that sounds so bad. Okay, I just really hate that type of humor.
Well, unpopular opinion, I never got into Seinfeld.
I got into Seinfeld later on. It is very good. You are. See, I don't think that bloke had much to worry about, because if you don't like Seinfeld, you're probably not very funny.
I just don't get it.
It's a show about nothing. It's like
exactly.
Oh my God. But I just think, is that in a relationship? Imagine that being like, that's your tipping point. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she's funnier than me. This isn't going to work out. But how do you, it's, humor is such a subjective thing. Like, to be like, oh, this isn't going to work. She's funnier than me. According to who?
If I had tried to crack a joke or something, or tried to be funny, and he had been like, well, this isn't, and you want to do stand-up comedy? No.
But imagine him being so worried, like, that when a joke, like, even if it's funny, he's like, can't laugh at that.
Holding it in. Give myself a hernia.
Holding it in. Grimacing. Just laugh. No.
I know guys like that, though, that refuse to find something funny because it was said by a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's some... it probably goes both ways as well, more now as well. I'm sure there's a lot of male comedians out there, and women would be like, oh, no. I think it's more with there's certain... I think we joke about a lot of stuff that people probably don't like, but I think you should be able to joke about everything.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people that if a comedian jokes about a topic that they don't quite like, then they just go, nah, fucking off him.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Let's talk about an email that we got. Okay, so we've all gotten scam emails before.
Yeah.
And but this one was, I don't know, I just like the names involved and stuff like that and how they wrote it. So I thought it was worth a read. Okay, so the subject is, I have a proposal for you.
And this was sent to our...
Yeah, sent to our Nothing on the Radio.
Nothing on the Radio email.
Nothing on the Radio at outlook.com.
Yep.
Feel free to send us an email.
Yep. Go ahead.
Please don't fuck us on... God damn it. No.
What?
Don't sign us up for anything.
Oh.
I don't want all this shit coming to me. But hi. Good day to you. I'm Captain Tom. I'm Captain Tom. There's no fucking way... Hi, I'm Captain Tom.
Okay, let's analyze this one.
First off, you're definitely using your last name.
Yeah.
I'm Captain Tom. Are you a soldier currently carrying out my duty in Syria?
Captain of what?
As an army captain.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What do you mean? Football team. What are you talking about?
No, but like it should say I'm in the such and such. There's different divisions and there's different.
Oh, that's what you're trying to get at.
It was.
I have a proposal for you. I and some of my colleagues recovered some huge amount of money. Such a weird way of putting it. So here last 2 weeks during an operation, we just shared the money some days ago, and I want to move mine to a safe place.
Mm.
That's why I am contacting you through this mail, because this is the only means of communication I have here. I came across your email when I was searching for a random person online who I could trust with this proposal.
Yep.
Okay, there's a problem with that sentence.
Yep. Go.
Random person online who I could trust.
Yep.
So, you know what I love? That people have fallen for these.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then he says, I'm willing to offer you 40% of the total money, which is 17.8 million US dollars, if you're willing to do the deal with me. And I also want you to know that this is very legit. Because I was worried up to that point that it wasn't legit. So, that really did ease my mind.
It reassures, doesn't it? Reassures, confirms.
Here's my personal email address. Tina0838@gmail.com. Now, I said this to Em. She went, that's, why would it be a woman's name? And I went, oh, maybe it's a scam, Em. Like, Em just cottoned on there was something wrong with it. Well, that email address makes no sense. Louis, careful with this one.
Up until now.
Up until now, Captain Tom had me. Captain Tom Constantine.
I think it's
a good name, though. Constantine.
Oh, where's the Constantine?
That's his last name. Oh. Captain Tom Constantine.
I thought maybe there was a Tina in there. Some fucking
respect.
Sorry.
He's fighting for, not our country, but our country.
Oh, TC.
If you're willing to do this deal with me, and I'll advise you ahead on how I'll send the funds out to you, you are to ignore this mail if you're not interested. I will await your response. Best regards, Captain Tom Constantine.
Tom.
Yeah. But then
not Thomas.
Captain Tom. No, because we're mates.
Yeah, sorry. Old Consto.
what would you call Constantine? Connie. Consto.
Connie.
But also then the Captain Tom, which got us onto Major Tom. Of ground control to Major Tom.
Can you just write back the lyrics to the song, but change
it all
to...
I don't know any other lyrics to that fucking song.
Just Google them. My God, you've got the internet right in front of you.
But I do love how... So there's people that fall for that. This is a proven way, even with all the smelling of ferret, with all the spelling mistakes, there's still people out there who go, they're half reading it and they see, oh my God, $18 million.
Are you referring to your wife here?
No. No, when my wife got scanned, it was because she thought she was having problems with her website and that was why she was having, because she was having dramas with it. They caught my wife at a time when she was legitimately worried about her website and then there was problems, she saw that. So I will defend her there. And that's my wife you're fucking talking about. It's my baby girl. But when I was in real estate, I worked with a lady. It didn't actually happen while I was there, but I worked with another salesperson. And she actually told the story of how she had a property on the market. Not her house. She had it for a client and had this woman buy it.
Mm.
And but kept putting off. Now, from memory, I can't remember if they'd left a deposit or whatever had happened. But they were like, hey, what's going on? Where's this money? And she's like, no, it's coming. I'll have it soon. And then they eventually went, so look, there's a drama. Where's the money coming from? Mm-hmm. And that's when she went, well, it's coming from Africa. And she had thought that she was getting millions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
So, because apparently what they do is you say, oh, yes, happily do it. And they give you all this bullshit, blah, 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 blah. And then they tell you, oh, okay, but for it to work, you've got to send me some money so I can create accounts and clear this and blah, blah, blah. That's how it works.
Right.
And then you give them some money and then you never hear
from them. It's not about giving details, that you actually send them money.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. They convince you that you're going to get all this money. But
it's going to cost $1,000 to release it or something
that. Yeah, yeah, and that's it. And apparently they'll just keep asking for your money. Oh, no, need more. And then people go, oh, it's a scam.
Yeah.
Luckily, you're clever. You figured it out when you saw the email. Wait. He said Captain Tom, but the email says Tina.
But he didn't say Captain of what?
Captain of what, may I say? You're a prankster, Captain Tom.
Captain of pranking.
Let's talk about talking to, what's it called? Customer service on the phone.
Yeah.
Whenever people think of this, I guess you're thinking of like your Telstras.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, am I keeping you up over there? Oh, God, I'm so boring.
So many pillow fights.
Oh, God, I must have gone down on four girls last night. I'm exhausted.
Five? I've got to make it even.
My jaw's so sore. One had a dick. That was different, but the same. What are we talking about?
I'm customer sorry, girls. Love you all.
I'm sorry, girls and boy. Shh. Your secret's safe with me. Customer service. Okay. Now, for those of you that know me, I will not back...
Love talking to customer service.
Oh, I won't back down.
No.
And I will yell. Probably the worst. This happened probably 18 months ago. NBN, dramas with the NBN at my house getting installed. And there was a certain company I went with. And then I'm like, yep, sign up with you. And then nothing happened. They're like, oh, we're having some dramas. But my other one was still running until this one kicked in. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like 4 months later, I get a text like, and then it's connected. I'm like, fuck, right. I've almost forgot I'd even done this.
Yeah.
And then like the 6 months I had it, it was just unreliable, dropping out all the time. When you actually did try to contact them, they were really hard to get through. And eventually I'm like, stuff it, I'll go back to this other company I was with. Mm. And I rang up to cancel and they're like, oh, there's actually going to be an early cancellation fee. I went, well, no. Oh, the only reason I'm cancelling, let's not yawn.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't.
It's so-
You're like you're leaning closer. Oh.
I'm falling into it. This has never happened before.
So I is that
my leg? Because I got my legs up.
This is how bad the story is.
I put slippers on and my body's like, oh, that's it. We're done.
God. Okay, so the story does get better. So just hang with me.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to this and I'm like, mate, I'm not paying it. Like, it took you 4 months to connect it. It was, you look at my history, there's been, I've had dramas all the way through it. The only reason I'm disconnecting now is if you look at my service, it's been disconnected for 5 days. And I was on holidays when I rang. Oh, it looks like it's been reconnected. I'm like, mate, no one's told me. I've been away. Oh, blah, blah, blah. He went, no. And I eventually went to the manager and he's like, no, I'll be charging you. And I went, you don't have to though. You can see I've had dramas, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And he's like, no, we'll be charging it. And I just went, you fucking prick. And then he's like, sir, please don't talk like that. I'm like, you really? Cancel this, that, blah, blah. And then I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier. Yeah. And I'm like, so what do you got on for the rest of your shift? And he's like, oh, well, I'll keep managing calls or something. I said, nah, you're not, because you're going to be stuck here talking to me.
Really?
And he went, sir, if I determine this phone call has ended and we've done as much as we can, I'll be just disconnecting you. And I just went screaming at him, you fucking cunt.
Are you serious?
Again and again and again.
Oh, my God.
I was furious and then hung up. But he never charged me.
Really?
So it proves.
I would have charged you double.
Proves. Screaming obscenities at the customer.
It gets
line.
You what you want.
Are you a screamer or a crier?
I'm a screamer, but not on the phone.
Oh, you'll go into that. Well, you'll find out where they are in Manila.
I meant something else.
Oh, God damn it. Talking about the sex.
Manila.
In the Philippines.
Yeah, no. No, I
thought you were talking about screaming at them and you're like in person. I'm like, what? You go to the customer's reps and scream at them at the call center.
Where do you live? No, I'm the type of person that would ring up and probably end up paying twice as much as what I was supposed to because I'm being too nice and I'm too scared to.
Yeah, I could tell that when I was reading out the Captain Tom Constantine thing. You were like, her eyes were lighting up. It is funny.
Is whenever. He single, Louis? Ask him in the reply.
Why I know that M falls this friend of the show, Andy Au, I was talking about what's it called? Shout outs and sponsorship. And he said, I'll give you $1,000 shout out. And I said, no worries. I'll just do a full episode of shout outs. I could probably shout out 300 times.
Yeah.
And then he sent me what was obviously a fake. Transfer fee. Well, this is where it got funny. It was only $25,000. Yeah. And I said, Andy, it was $300,000. Yeah. Don't ruin our friendship over this.
Short changes, mate.
We had a bit of a laugh. I show M and I could honestly, through the phone, feel M get excited about $25,000. And I'm like, Yeah, not laugh out loud. She was like... This is a problem. You don't have to be... You're just gullible enough to grab you. Really? I would have kept it anyway. As if I'd show you. I'd just be like, oh, I'm going to shout out my mate's business. I'm just doing it for fun.
This week, your microphone's just pure gold.
I was going to say, like, or you rock up in a new car and it's like, for $25,000, oh, Louis got a new Corolla, I see. Someone's getting all that sponsorship.
2015.
Oh, very nice. No. Someone's on the big bucks. An automatic, I see.
Four doors.
There are 3-door cars out there.
They include the boot?
Well, there's 3, and there's 4-door. This is just fucking complicated now. I think we're going to end it now. Once we start discussing how many doors most cars on average have. On average, cars have 4 doors and a boot. But you may find some cars have 3 and a boot. Some have 4 and no boot, which is Ash. Coming up on next week.
Roof racks.
Cars.
Do you have stuff to carry?
Yeah, so that'll be our second podcast. No, thanks again for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. As I said, hopefully we should have some music coming together shortly, but we aren't.
Music.
We aren't. That's good.
That's what you just said.
I said music.
Definitely said music.
Oh, great. Okay.
I need to nap.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. Oh, sorry I was falling asleep. Boring. That's so bad. I always sit here when we're doing this thinking, is this funny or is it boring? Can't really tell until we put it on the air. But when the person opposite you is going, oh, fuck. Rightio. Catch you later, guys.
Bye.